Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Alessia Rosati from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are in our studio with...
Niklas Pohrmann from Germany.
Thank you. Who is the German ambassador for this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. And I'd like to remind our audience that 28 Times Cinema is a project founded by the European Parliament with the aim of promoting European shared values and cultural diversity through cinema. So first of all, I'd like to know how you found out about this project.
For me, it was a funny story because I read on Facebook about it. I'm living in Austria, and so I tried to, you know, apply in an Austrian cinema for that. And they said, no, you're not allowed to, you're German. Find a German cinema for that. And I searched on Google German cinemas who have this program and who cinemas searching for people, and I couldn't find anything. Mm-hmm. And it was quite shocking. And then the Austrian cinema helped me to find a German cinema I actually never visited. It's a very strange story, but I think it. You could improve it maybe. But I'm not living in Germany right now, so maybe that's also the reason why no German cinema, was able to give information about that.
And how long have you been living in Austria?
2 years.
Mm-hmm. And do you know how's the situation regarding cinema in your country right now in Germany? If people, I'm sure that people usually go to the cinema, but you know, how's it fostered? Do you follow some TV channels or?
Cinema is of course alive, but not in its best shape. Mm-hmm. You know, because of Netflix and basically Netflix and other video on demand services. Television is also very dying. I mean, I watched television 2 years ago, maybe the last time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The cinema is a word for films itself, or maybe it's more like this direction your question. I'm not sure. I think the German cinema from this point of view is quite okay right now. The last years were not that strong, but now we have cool movies like Toni Erdmann, Victoria, Western now from Valeska Griesebach. So we are a bit back in business now. You know, there were this time when I think from 2009 until 2016 there were no German movie in the Cannes main competition at all. So that was very weak. But now we are gonna be stronger now than before, I guess. And I hope I can help with it because I'm also kind of an aspiring filmmaker. But maybe I think I'm between Austrian and German filmmaker, so I'm not sure if...
I'm curious to know something about Austria, but I think that's...
Yeah, that's not my work, actually. Yeah, but from a filmmaker's point of view, I'm more Austrian, actually, than German.
I understand. Now, I would like to know, where does your passion for cinema come from? If you are just a cinema lover, or if you studied some cinema related subjects?
It was also a nice story somehow, because when I was a young boy, I was very into video games, but I ever had a very bad computer and I could only play very old video games, and my friends were like they had the possibility to play cool video games, and I had not the possibility to do that. And then I kind of found my alternative to do that, because then I bought DVDs and watched them, and it was my kind of stuff. And so I came to cinema basically with 14 years old. I watched Clockwork Orange for the first time and I fell in love. And yeah, that's basically it.
And this is Alessio Rosati for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.